Facebook's role in spreading misinformation has come under intense scrutiny in the last 2 years. Facebook has partnered with documentary filmmaker Morgan Neville to create Facing Facts, a short film that gives an inside look at how they are dealing with this complex issue. Go see it at InsideFeed.com.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. The details on AT&T's new $15 a month video service. The wireless company's fees for programmers would depart from industry practice. We'll get the latest, but first, these tech headlines. Uber has spent much of the past year repenting for a string of scandals. Now the company must prove it has changed or risk being locked out of one of its largest markets. Uber execs and lawyers will appear in London court Monday to appeal regulators' decision last September that the firm was unfit to operate in the British capital. Japan's biggest Bitcoin exchange said it would halt taking new business after regulators said it wasn't doing enough to stop money laundering and terrorist financing. The move by Tokyo-based Bitflyer Inc. led to a drop in the price of cryptocurrency and highlighted how regulators in Japan, one of the hotspots for cryptocurrency trading, are shifting their stance toward tighter controls. And the company beating Amazon in grocery delivery? Kroger. While companies like Amazon and Walmart have invested billions in e-commerce, Kroger has taken the lead. However, the journal writes that you can expect the two retail giants to fight back. Americans currently buy just 2% of their food online, while home delivery is much more developed in Western Europe and China. The U.S. now looks poised to catch up, and Heard on the Street says Amazon's takeover injected a new urgency into traditional supermarkets' online efforts. Coming up, AT&T tries to win back cord cutters with Watch TV. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
This podcast is sponsored by Intel. Not that you would push your computer to new limits, but you could with the 8th Gen Intel Core Processor with Intel Optane Memory. And when I say push, I'm not just talking about opening Photoshop. I'm talking about opening Photoshop and Illustrator and every application on your computer at the same time, just for fun. New computers powered by the 8th Gen Intel Core Processor with Intel Optane Memory are now faster and more responsive, which means you can open, load, and launch like never before. Learn more at intel.com/you could.
AT&T has an option for you by way of a skinny bundle and a new video service called Watch TV. Joining us with the details now is the Wall Street Journal's Drew Fitzgerald. Welcome.
Thanks.
So AT&T's new service, a skinny offering, they love saying that. So it's a limited TV option that offers what exactly? What is Watch TV?
Well, Watch TV is basically the slimmest TV package that AT&T has ever offered. Now, remember, AT&T, you go back 10 years ago, wasn't a TV company at all. Since then, they bought DirecTV, which is the biggest satellite TV provider in the country, also expanded their TV offerings through fiber optic cables. And now they have this skinny bundle that's really focused on the mobile market, so you can watch these shows on your phone, although the package will work on most devices, whether it's a hockey puck connected to your TV or certain browsers or your phone.
Mm-hmm. And it's a matter of certain options. Some are more geared towards sports fans versus other things as well.
Yeah, what they're trying to do is stop the decline of pay TV customers that they and everybody else in the industry have been suffering.
Right.
What Watch is designed to do is slim down the package to as low cost as it can be while remaining profitable. And that's actually a tall order. You look at their mm-hmm. other product that it competes with, DirecTV Now. That's an online-only TV package that is still fewer channels than the big satellite dish package, but a little more expensive, has more sports, more broadcast channels.
Mm-hmm.
That, the company has said in the past, has yet to become profitable because these channels are very expensive to buy from the likes of Disney, Comcast, NBC Universal, and the like.
Not to mention, this would upend the established model in which TV companies do their thing. You know, what could possibly go wrong? I imagine network execs and the like are concerned about what options like these mean for them.
Yeah, what AT&T is doing here can best be described as throwing things against the wall and seeing what will stick.
Mm-hmm.
These are a lot of different competing packages that actually within the same company compete against each other. And what Watch TV is trying to do is cater to people who maybe don't watch a lot of sports or any sports, or the sports that they like to watch happen to be on TNT and TBS, which AT&T owns now.
Mm-hmm, by the way.
And what they're trying to do with that is slim it down. And the other goal that the company has for this product is to try to get people to keep their cell phone service. It's free to people who have the most expensive unlimited data plans on AT&T. So right. If you think about, you know, family that maybe just upgraded to an unlimited data plan or is thinking about it versus switching to a different provider, this is a pretty good carrot to dangle in front of their face that you will get a bunch of free television, maybe not all the TV you like to watch, but a pretty good package just for staying with the service.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's like you said, you know, traditional video providers are feeling the cord-cutting burn, and AT&T among them, and it's a matter of seeing what works. So I guess everyone needs a boost. Drew Fitzgerald, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
That's it for this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.